This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Phillips, you have gone from Sevens rugby to the sun-soaked reality TV world just off Love Island from this summer. And I'm delighted that you're joining us this evening on iRadio's group chat to spill all the tea on Villa life and finding love and on what's next as well. Thanks so much for hopping on. I think the first question has to be, what made you throw your hat in the ring in the first place for a show like Love Island?
Geez, that's a mad one. I don't know what makes anyone want to do it. It's crazy. I think you definitely have to be a certain type of individual to agree to going on the show. I think I didn't actually apply. They reached out to me a couple of years ago, and I just signed a contract, an academy contract at Munster. So I've been working for years to try and get that opportunity. So it just didn't seem like a good idea at the time. And then 4 years later, they reached out again, or maybe, yeah, reached out again around Christmas. And it was actually just before I'd gone back in playing with the Irish 7s team. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll give it a shot. I'll do the interview process and whatever, see what comes of it. And then at least at the end, I can give myself the decision whether I want to do it or not. So it's just good to have maybe another opportunity there. So then a couple of weeks later, went back into the sevens. So I was kind of like, oh, I don't know how this is going to work. Because I was really like, I love playing sevens, and you get to see, like, I went to countries with the sevens that I probably would have never been to if it wasn't for the sevens. So, yeah, it was a thing where obviously you're not meant to tell people as well, like, when you're in the process. So, like, not many people knew. My mom definitely didn't know because I knew just her character. She wouldn't be the biggest fan. She loves reality TV, but she's not, like, probably wouldn't love her son going on reality TV as a lot of parents probably wouldn't. So, yeah, I just did the interview process and whatever. I flew to London a couple of times and, like, nobody really knew. I felt like I was on a secret mission. And then, yeah, obviously what happened with the sevens happened. So, which is obviously hugely disappointing for myself and everyone who was involved in the sevens. But it sort of then aligned. It kind of like, look, it just makes sense to kind of take this opportunity and go for it. So that's honestly it. I didn't really have any pre-ideas of what I wanted to do in there, other than do what you do best in there, and what you're there for is try and find love. And I didn't really have any idea of what I wanted to do afterwards. So that's why I think now it's sort of like really crazy for me, because I didn't go in, like, maybe some people were sort of already sort of like in an influencer lifestyle and stuff like that before that, whereas me, like, I was on the rugby pitch. So yeah, it's a big change.
You definitely kind of launched into a different type of lifestyle. I mean, there's a big difference between being a sportsman and then going on to a reality TV show and becoming a reality TV star. Although I've seen a lot of comparisons between you and Craig O'Shea. Was he someone that you kind of were looking up to and thinking, gosh, this is awfully coincidental that number one, we're both going to be in there, albeit at different times. But were you also kind of like, did you feel like you needed to reach out to him to get a bit of advice as someone who had gone on and was Irish and did win it as well?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it, with Craig? Seems like, yeah. So basically, like I said, I didn't really tell many people. So I didn't have I know some people, like, told all their friends and family and they were all buzzing for them and going for it, whereas I kind of did it by myself. Not that I didn't have friends and family to reach out to. It was just something that I kind of wanted to keep to myself, and I didn't want people to know in case it came down to it and I didn't actually go on the show. And then it was just like, oh, so yeah. So it was kind of at a stage where I was like, okay, I'm going to tell my mother. This is the big one. And I was just like, I think I need to speak to Greg first before I do this. funnily enough, me and Greg went to the same school. So when he was in sixth year, I was in first year. So we didn't really know each other. Well, I knew him. He definitely didn't know me because I was only a young fella. And then we actually crossed paths after he came off the Villa or off the island. And we actually played on the sevens together for a few months. So we had a bit of a connection there, and all the sevens boys would be like really, really close with him. So I got his number and I just said, look, this is what the opportunity is. What do you think of it? And like, what were you thinking, like, in this scenario? And he was like, honestly, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. The fact that, you know, they want you to do it is like really cool in itself. One thing, just be yourself. and just enjoy it all, and you'll be flying afterwards. He also did mention that his experience may slightly differ to mine, because obviously he wasn't in there for a huge amount of time, and he won the thing. So, but yeah, that's what he did. And it kind of gave me, he was really good. Like, he kind of gave me a heads up on like the ins and outs of what goes on and stuff like that. So no, it was really good. And then it kind of gave me the confidence then to say it to my mom. So yeah, that was it really. That was the contact I had with Greg.
What about the drama that we were seeing on screen? Because in fairness, I think other seasons, and I'm sure other people have said this to you, even if you haven't watched it back, other seasons, there was a real like camaraderie between everybody. There seems to be a lot of like arguments between girls and boys separately this time around. Was that more a production element of it? Or in reality, as you said, what, you know, was there as much drama as there really was, or were the producers giving it a bit of a nudge?
Yeah, it's funny. Like, what everyone has to remember as well is that, like, it's a TV show. So, like if I was a producer, I would be trying to make the best TV show as possible. So, yeah, I think it was quite dramatic. There wasn't a lot of love on Love Island this year, but it's tough because it's hard to base off, because it's everyone's first experience in there. But yeah, like, obviously, like I said, the people have arguments, people have their differences. Not everyone is going to get on. But yeah, I think there was obviously a few more arguments than maybe past seasons this year. But I think everyone, again, is like really civil and everyone was friendly. I think maybe for me, it's tough to say, because if you watched it, I was one of the people who was literally friends with absolutely everyone. Like, I feel like I could text anyone who was on it and meet them for a coffee and stuff. So it's hard for me to sort of speak about that stuff when I actually wasn't really involved in all of it. So yeah, that's all I can really say on that.
I will chat about Megan in a minute, because I want to get to your lovely love story, because I also love Megan. I think she's absolutely amazing. But we do have to address that you have officially, I think, taken the crown for the person that is coupled up the most times on the show. As an Irish person, right, how much slagging have you got for that fact, for the fact that you're the one that brought that home?
Oh, yeah. Well, firstly, the slagging started in the villa, like, and it was when it was like at like 4 or 5, everyone was just like, oh, here we go again. Obviously, those lovely couple of shots, like slow motion stills that you get, I had to do a new one every week. So the cameraman was just laughing every week when he was seeing me with someone else. But yeah, like, it was all a laugh and a joke and a bit of crack, like, you know, and like, I'm well able for, I love a joke and like having a mess and whatever. And then obviously when I came out, the boys obviously thought it was hilarious. My mom, not as much, but yeah, like that's the way it was. Like, it's the show. It's just the way it fell, to be honest. Like, if I'm being brutally honest, I would have loved to have been in one couple from the start and stayed in that couple throughout the whole thing and enjoy the journey with someone. It's not nice, really, when you have to keep kind of restarting and getting to know people and saying the same things and whatever, you know, and until you can kind of break down the barrier of being comfortable with someone. So it's a funny thing, but obviously it's not what I intended. But look, I'm well able to have a laugh and a joke about it, and I'll continue to do so.
In fairness, it has all worked out amazingly well for you, though. What has life been like with Megan outside of the villa? I know that you're officially boyfriend and girlfriend now. I mean, is it a lot different than being inside that bubble? It must be amazing to start like building your life now beyond it together.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is a lot different, because I felt like maybe a bit of pressure was taken off initially when you leave the villa, because you don't have to speak about just things going on in the villa or other people's business, and, you know, keep kind of just talking about how you're getting on. Like, it's a very alienated scenario when, like, you have to constantly talk about how your relationship is going to people. And then, yeah, so I feel like took a bit of pressure off, but then I kind of, there is another pressure now, because obviously people enjoy seeing the story, and like, especially me and Megan with her leaving and then coming back, and it was all really nice, and like, I'm over the moon about it. But people don't want it to stop there, you know? So sometimes, yeah, you can feel a bit of pressure. I might put up a photo or a video and everyone's like, where's Megan? And I'm just like, guys, like, we aren't joined at the hip. But yeah, it's been really nice seeing Megan in another environment as well. Meeting her friends, meeting her family, introducing her to my friends and family, and, you know, just doing normal things like walking to the shop and doing groceries, or like, you know, going for dinner or having a few drinks and stuff. So I'm loving it.
I can imagine it's a big transition, but you're not going to be the first or the last to ever say that coming out of Love Island. And what's really important is that you seem, both of you, to have remained quite grounded, I think. And I was really surprised that last night was your first red carpet appearance. Am I right in saying that? You were at the NTAs yourself and Megan?
Yeah, we were. First red carpet appearance. I think all the glitz, the glam, I think it comes a bit easier to Megan because she is quite... glamorous, so to say, and like she's done the musical theater, so she's used to being in front of people and whatever. For me, I was running into people for a living a couple of months ago, so it's a bit mad, but yeah, it's really cool to be invited to those events, and like we're just grateful and still find it absolutely surreal. And like what we say is like we have to also realize, like, well, for me anyway, like, I'm not David Beckham. Like, I've come off Love Island. And, you know, so that's, like, in terms of what you're saying about being grounded, I think the plan is to always stay grounded because, you know, if you're nice and treat people the way you want to be treated, then, you know, only good things will happen. And that's what I tried to do in the villa. And good things happened. So, yeah.
Words to live by, for sure. What is your next 3-month plan, shall we say? Whether that involves Megan or in your own personal life, what is on the cards?
Yeah, so I think when you're saying about the influencer lifestyle and stuff like that, I wouldn't so to say influencer, but I do enjoy making content and stuff. And it was stuff that I always used to do, like before the villa. Like, I have no problem. Like, I used to, for fun, I'd put the phone up and dance in front of the phone and make a TikTok and stuff. And the boys always gave me a slagging over it, like, and like... But then it got to the stage where they knew I didn't care, so they don't even slag me. So now that I'm doing it, it's not really weird for them to be like, oh, Jesus, this is crazy, he's doing all this, you know. I'm not shy of the camera. I'm really big into fashion, and I think, if cool opportunities come up, I'd be more than willing to take, because they're opportunities that I wouldn't have had a couple of months ago. So, yeah, definitely fashion. Then, obviously, I have the background in sports, so that is definitely a big avenue that I could maybe look to go down. Then I would be interested to go down. And then media and entertainment, because I'm so new to sort of what I'm doing at the moment, like, the main thing for me is that I'm open to a lot of things. I don't want to really be close-minded and say no, this is what I'm doing. Not to say I don't have a plan, but I also am open to a lot of things, and I think after a few months or a bit of time that you kind of will work out what works for you, what doesn't, what you like, what you don't like, and whatever, and then yeah, you can kind of niche down a bit. So, and then in terms of Megan, hopefully we keep going on the upward trajectory in our relationship. And yeah, obviously the big thing is I'm living in Dublin, she's living in Brighton. So it was something I kind of wanted to leave Dublin for a while before the villa. So it's definitely something I'm open to. And she is maybe looking to move to London as well. So it may make sense if we both move to London in the near future. Just because, again, like, not to say there's no opportunities in Dublin, but I think for what we both want to do, I think there'd be slightly more opportunities in London. And it'd be nice to just, like, I think London's a really cool city. I was actually born there. So, so that's probably what it's the next couple of months are looking like.
Well, look, I wish you the very best for the next couple of months. And if you do move to London, hopefully we'll catch up with you when you make that big move and all of your life updates to then. Thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. And it was a pleasure to chat to you.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.